What's up? The church in USA, Georgia. Missionaries for the church arrived in Georgia in 1843 to preach and later to campaign for the Prophet Joseph Smith's United States presidential bid. One early convert to the church donated land and built a chapel at Mormon Springs in Harrelson County. By 1908, church membership in Georgia was approximately 6,800. The first temple to be built in the southern states was completed in 1983 in Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta Latter-day Saints gave disaster relief to the community after the 1992 Hurricane Andrew in Albany. The flooding in 1994, when some 6,000 church volunteers assisted homeowners, and to the Gulf Coast after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in 2005. Here are a few facts about the church today in Georgia. Membership, 71,268. Missions, 3. Temples, 1. Congregations, 137. Family History Centers, 44. Information from Newsroom at www.lds.org. Make the best investment of your life by spending more of your time now to study and learn for yourself the ways of the Lord. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, The Making of a Missionary, Ensign, November 1976, page 87. My favorite scripture, Alma, chapter 37, verse 37. When I am having a bad night, I read this scripture and it reassures me that the Spirit is with me and Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ are watching over me. Taylor A., 12, Illinois, USA. Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. Send it to newera@ldschurch.org. Sermon on the Mount. The following activity will help test your knowledge of the Savior's Sermon on the Mount as recorded in Matthew chapters 5 through 7. Jesus taught not as the scribes, but as one having blank. Chapter 7, verse 29. Blessed are the blank, 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 for they shall see God. Chapter 5, verse 8. Lay not up for yourselves blank upon earth. Chapter 6, verse 19. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be blank. Chapter 5, verse 4. No man can serve two of these. Chapter 6, verse 24. We should not hide our light under this. Chapter 5, verse 15. Blessed are the meek, for they shall blank the earth. Chapter 5, verse 5. Blessed are they which are blank for righteousness' sake. Chapter 5, verse 10. We should not cast these before swine. Chapter 7, verse 6. Blessed are the blank, for they shall obtain mercy. Chapter 5, verse 7. Judge not that ye be not blank. Chapter 7, verse 1. When ye pray, use not vain blank, as the heathen do. Chapter 6, verse 7. Blessed are the blank, for they shall be called the children of God. Chapter 5, verse 9. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after blank, for they shall be filled. Chapter 5, verse 6. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the blank of heaven. Chapter 5, verse 3. We should love not only our neighbors, but also our blank. Chapter 5, verse 44. What are we if we do not first cast out the beam in our own eye, rather than worrying about others' problems? Chapter 7, verse 5. Ye are the blank of the world. Chapter 5, verse 14. Raise the torch. Some 650 young men and women from the greater Atlanta, Georgia area took part in a two-night dance festival themed Raise the Torch. It was a reminder for the youth to stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all places. The youth from 24 wards and branches performed 13 dance numbers to a cheering, packed house of 1,500 people on each night. Attendees were encouraged to do the can-can by bringing a can of food to help stomp out hunger. Nearly 5 barrels were filled with donations for the local food bank. Many of the teens talk about the close bonds they forged with the youth from their own ward and also from the other units and stakes. Beehive Elizabeth Hall recently moved to Roswell, Georgia, when dance rehearsals were underway and was excited to take part. Getting involved in the dance festival enabled me to get to know a lot more of the youth quickly, she says. Others, like Michael Reed, 16, of the Webb Bridge Ward, says he learned not only how to line dance, but he met some great new friends. One of the most amazing occurrences, however, was that 12 and 13-year-old boys actually danced. Prior to the performances, the youth were able to raise their torches by taking part in service projects throughout the community. All told, the youth provided more than 4,500 hours of service. Upcoming Beehives and Deacons have already started asking when the next dance festival will be held so that they can participate. By the numbers, 107, number of languages in which the Book of Mormon is published, includes both full edition and selections. Focusing on values. To promote modesty and values, the young women of the Torrance Second Ward in California had a modest fashion shoot for a recent mutual activity. Each girl chose a value to portray in her clothing choice. The room where the young women meet was then transformed into a working photo studio, complete with studio lights and backdrop. Each girl had her own photo shoot with her value poster, and then the photographer took group shots. Not only did the young women learn about the values, but they also realized modesty can be easy, fun, and fashionable, and it never goes out of style. End of the article, What's Up?